Hello and welcome. Thank you for purchasing these training tapes. The material in this program is taken from the soundtrack of our seminar. While listening, you will hear us mention selected pages from the manual used in the program. Please follow along if you are able. In addition to a variety of courses, our company, Mitchell Selling Dynamics, provides high-tech sales and marketing solutions, including database development, CD-ROM catalogs, and e-commerce websites. All of our services are customized to meet your unique needs. More information regarding this recording or other products and services can be obtained by visiting our website at www.mitchellsell.com. And now, please join us in our seminar.
Okay, well, let me officially welcome you here on behalf of Mitchell Selling Dynamics. I'm so delighted that you're here, and I hope that I'll give you a really worthwhile investment of your time. I'm going to obviously make this program suit your needs, and when we go through role plays and things like that, I'll be working with you and coaching you as best I can. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. First of all, I started out with a degree in electrical engineering and physics, and I went to work for the General Electric Company, and in a kind of a executive development capacity, and moved around the country and different businesses for the first 3 years. GE sent me to school at night, and when I completed that program, I enrolled in Michigan State's Executive MBA program and completed that program, and the company moved me into a marketing position. And from marketing, I went into sales, and from sales, I came back into marketing, and I had all the different kind of marketing management jobs that you could imagine, like, for example, product manager, technical marketing manager. I headed up our schools and our what they call application development center, and went back in as a sales manager and became national sales manager. And then GE sold the business that I was with to a Swedish company. Well, while I was working for GE, I was making investments and things of that nature. And so as I approached my 50th birthday, I was able to more or less go out on my own. So I said to the company that had purchased this from GE that I was going to leave the company and start my own business. So in 1990, I started Mitchell Selling Dynamics, so we've been at this almost 15 years. I don't have all the answers, that's for sure, but I have been at this a long time, and I spend a lot of time reading magazines and books and talking to folks like yourselves, and so I get a lot of good input from on a continuing basis. My nature is to be very practical and fundamental. And so the information that I'm going to provide is more of a skills and techniques program. Here's a technique that you can use. Here's words that you can say. And then you'll be able to make your own changes on those words or whatever as you feel more comfortable with the techniques. I'm going to go through our table of contents here. But before I do that, I'd like to make sure that I listen to what your expectations are, if you have any specific expectations. Maybe before you were told you were coming or whatever, you may have had some issues with things on your job and or something like that. Can I ask you about, how about you, Debbie? Any specific things?
I've been at Chem Central for 8 years as the office manager. Well, they're looking to go into a new direction as far as developing a inside sales / telemarketing program.
Gotcha.
So this is the first. So they've never done this. So it's like we're just off the ground running here. We really don't know where to start, how to go about doing this, because Chem Central, in the 60 years that it's been in existence, never done anything like this.
Well,
so we're starting from square one here.
Debbie, I think you've come to the right place, because this is an area we're going to cover.
Okay.
What are the tools you need to do outbound calling?
Right.
How do you get records to call?
Right.
And so forth.
We just need to know how to set the whole thing up. We just don't have a clue. We're just clueless.
Okay. All right. So we also can help you with the hardware, software, training, make phone calls for you, and that sort of thing, if that's something you want to do down the road.
Okay.
So, but, I think you've come to the right place for your expectations. Let me ask you, Janelle.
Well, I have some background working with customers, but my industry, we build vertical turbine pumps where I'm from.
Yes.
And it tends to get very technical and above my head.
Right.
And I mean, I've been there 5 years. My father has been there 20 years. So I've pretty much grown up with the company. I have a really good relationship with a lot of people there, and I'm continuously learning.
Right.
But there's times when a customer asks me a question that I can't answer.
Uh-huh.
And I try to be as honest as possible.
Absolutely.
And explain that and get something for them. But I'd like to know if maybe there's a
specific technique that you can use.
A better way of going about it.
There are specific
without cutting
techniques.
Myself short. You know, I don't want to sound stupid.
Right.
But a lot of times, you know, they'll call and say, hey, we got this pump apart, and it's not going back together right. And I'm like, oh,
yeah. So I've never built one before, so hold on a minute,
you know.
We'll talk about that and give you specific things you can say.
Okay.
But on an overall basis, if you think you know something, what you need to do is go down to the Detroit Public Library and just walk in the front door and look at all the books that are in there. I don't care how much training, education, no matter what you have, you are never going to know everything you need to know. This is impossible. And I don't think when people call up Process Systems that they expect Janelle to have the answers to every question they have.
Right.
So it's the way you handle them is the key. So we're going to talk about what to say specifically and how to go about doing that.
I have noticed a lot of customers will contact me because they know that whether I know the answer to their question or not, I will get it for them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So they may ask for you.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So there's customers that come to me over and over again, and you know the salesman's like, well, why don't they call me? You're just coming to me to ask the question anyway. And it's kind of, well, I have the time and the patience and the dedication, you know, to get back with them and, you know, make sure that they got their answer and make sure everything's going okay. I have that kind of time, so.
Okay. All right, well, when I was in charge of a group called Technical Marketing, I had a bunch of folks on the telephones. And there was one fellow, his name was Dave Fowler. And this guy, he could answer a phone, and in a minute, somebody would, and then transfer the call perhaps to me or whatever, and somebody would say, who was that guy that answered the phone? Man, he is on the ball. So I used to go out and I'd say, Dave, you know, what did you say to that guy? That he would, you know, say how impressed he was and what, you know, and it's an impression on the company as well,
the
way you handle it. So, I have to say that some of the things we're going to talk about, I got directly from Dave Fowler, who is one of the best. And
you worked with him at GE?
I worked with him at GE, and he's still running around the Detroit area. In fact, I talked to him the other day, told me he had a stroke, which kind of made me feel sad. He's my age. And that's not a good thing. But okay, as far as some housekeeping here, please feel free at any time, if you want to get up or coffee or the cookies or whatever else we have over there, please feel free to help yourself there. And if you want to take issue with something that I say, you're certainly not going to offend me. And if you know, I'm going to present the material in what I consider to be kind of a smorgasbord fashion. You know, there's a lot of stuff here. We're going to go through it. Not everything is going to work for you and your set of circumstances, and it might not work for you either. But the idea here is that we're going to put techniques and very specific things, very practical, useful things that it's been my experience will be helpful. And then, you know, you're going to take some of these things and use them for your own benefit. let me make sure that you understand what I would like to do is to give you a really good investment, a return on the investment of your time and your money. And so increasing retention is the key. And if you just came here and you said, well, I don't have to deal with the phones or those difficult people from New Jersey or whatever, well, you're going to go away with a very low retention. Listening only is 5% retention. That's not going to provide the return on investment that I want to provide to your companies. Hearing and seeing. You've got a book in front of you. We're going to be going through this book, and we're going to be going through it essentially page by page, and you'll notice that one side of the book is completely blank. That is the left side. So if you open up, so there's ample space for you to take notes, and I would encourage you to take notes. Because if you write things down, they'll be better understood when you go back, because you're going to have more senses involved in it. And so, you know, sometimes when you read a book, you go through the book and you say, you know, there was something in there that I want to remember, you know, or that I want to apply, but maybe you can't find it. So what I'm going to ask you to do is make some notes on that left side. If you get an idea that may affect the customer, or if you think this is really important to what I'm trying to accomplish, circle it and, you know, and then draw an arrow over and write down whatever your thoughts are. That will make you feel more comfortable when you go back on Monday and look at your material. Hearing, seeing, writing, and practicing is going to give us a much better retention rate.
It's still low, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're going to practice things. We got a mess of role plays we're going to be going through, and I'll be coaching you, coming around, listening, and that sort of thing. So practicing is very important. We're going to do that. Now, you can increase the retention the maximum if you do review. And that's one of the reasons why we record our programs. So if you wanted, you could have on CDs the program, or on audio cassette tapes. So we offer these kinds of things. And there was a fellow named Orest Bege. I don't know if you remember him. He was from Chem Central, and came to one of our programs and ordered tapes about 10 years ago, because I was just looking in the records there. So periodically going back into the book, listening to material that was presented, those kinds of things can help you to increase your retention. And all of that combines to make you get a better return on your investment of time and money. What are we trying to convey? A couple of things here. Learned and practiced skills will greatly improve your effectiveness. Learned and practiced. Okay? I had recently a bedroom converted over to an office. And my kids were all grown and gone and this and that, so I wanted to have a little bit of an office set up in one of the bedrooms. So I had a carpenter come in, and I wanted him to build like a cabinet, or not a cabinet, but bookshelves around in the room. And so this guy came over, and he had his tools, and he laid his tools down. He had a circular saw, he had a variable speed drill, and a lot of different kinds of things, including a tool belt. And I looked at his tools, and I saw, wow, look, I've got a circular saw, I've got a miter saw, I've got a tool belt. My tool belt was better than his. I mean, it's got more pockets in it, it's newer looking, and so on. And so I thought, this is a good parallel to learning skills and understanding skills. Here's all the tools. He's got the tools, I have the same tools. But I could never build a bookcase into the wall the way he built that thing, because he's practiced those skills. So what I'm going to say is that I'm going to provide you with the skills and the understanding of them. There were tons of them. But you're going to have to say, hey, this tool's going to work for me. Circle that tool. Then you're going to have to say, that makes sense. Let me try it. And have an open mind. Some of these things we're going to practice, you may say, I don't think so. But what I'd like you to do is at least give me an open mind and try it. Oh, let me get that second one. This program will provide you with the skill set to develop and grow profitable business relationships. You'll get insights into why you need the skills. I mean, I guess pretty much what you're talking about in terms of learning how to set up a call center and things like that, that's pretty clear and straightforward. But I mean, some people they think if they're going to make outbound calls, they think that the first customer they call up, they should get an order. While they call them back, they should get an order. So we have to understand what's the paradigm that we're operating in, and then that will help us to understand the kind of approach we should take. You're going to get the details on these skills. You're going to learn a systematic process to deal effectively with angry customers. Do you have any angry customers?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to give you a system that will help you. What happens to most of us is we resort to the fight or flight. When somebody attacks us, we want to run away or we want to fight them. Either one of those are not the right thing to do if we're talking about increasing customer retention and other things. You will learn a systematic process to find prospects, screen them, and convert them to customers. And I think, Debbie, this is what you're talking about. And you know, Janelle, maybe you could start something up at your company too, in terms of making outbound calls.
Oh, yeah.
And so on. And
Lisa
and
would love that.
And that would help you grow your business.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk about it. And when the way this will be presented, it'll be very clear. Why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we doing it? And we'll give you all the tools to do this.
Great.
And I could come there and make phone calls with you to help you get it going.
Wow.
Once you get it going, then you can teach somebody else.
Right.
And one of the things that I like to do is I like to bring in people from the neighborhood. Like, for example, housewives who may have a couple of hours during the day that they might want to get involved in the business world. And they might want to learn something about the latest software tools, the internet, things like that. And I tell them, it's not selling on the phone. It's not teleselling. It's not, really. We call it phone verification. Phone verification. That's what we call it. So we're going to verify information about who we're calling. We're going to verify that they could potentially buy our stuff, because the sale's generally not going to happen right away.
Right.
So a lot of people have the wrong idea. They think that they're going to be hired and they're going to be making cold calls. And I hate cold calls, everybody says. It's not cold calls. It's phone verification work. That's what it really is. And we'll talk about that. And that's a term that I like in terms of trying to attract folks that are in the area. So if I can get somebody from this neighborhood to come in and give me 3 hours a day, maybe Tuesday and Thursday, and another one over there, a couple hours here and there, they're going to come in for 2 or 3 hours. They're going to give me a really good performance in those 2 or 3 hours. So if you guys learn how to do this, then maybe you can hire some folks in the area, and you could put, like, you could have a flyer distributor to the neighborhood. Usually there's little publications that go around in the area. You could stick something in there, and you advertise for phone verification workers, and you could say, learn the latest business office software, learn Windows, learn how to use the internet, you know, so you can say that there. And there's a lot of people out there that might have a few hours here or there and would like to get more involved in the business world, and we can bring them in and we can pay them something like $8 an hour to make phone calls. Because if they get $25 a day and they put in five days, you know, that's $125 that they wouldn't have otherwise, and it's probably some time they're watching TV. And this could make them a more integral part. We don't have to be paying them $20 an hour. And I'm not saying we should pay them $8 an hour. I'm saying that we can get people. Some people that are retired, you know, would like to get a little extra income. If I can make $125 a week, you know, that's like $500 a month.
For a few hours a day.
You know, and that's going to, I could take mom out to dinner, right. Or she could, you know, I could take the old man out to dinner or something like that from time to time. So those kinds of things. If you implement these techniques, you will increase your sales and customer retention, not a doubt. Okay, I'd like to talk about our program. So let me ask you to open up to page 2 in your book. We've got a kind of an introduction, and this is where I'm going to present the model that you're involved in. So you'll have a broad perspective. Because when I first got started in selling back in the early 70s, I had no idea. I was very well educated, but I never had any sales training. And I went out into the marketplace. My boss, who had hired me, left the company. My entire exposure to my boss was he took me to dinner with his wife. We went out to dinner, and then I never saw him after that because he left the company. And I was there for 9 months. Actually, it was 10 months before he was replaced. So I had no manager at all. So I didn't know what was expected of me, and I didn't know anything about what I was operating in. So we're going to make sure you guys understand what the system is. This is the way it is, and here's where you are, and here's where all these customers are. And that just, in my view, makes it easier to select the proper approach. So we're going to build a good case here, and we'll start out with that introduction. Then we're going to get into inside sales excellence, defining what this is all about. What does that mean, and how, and why is it necessary, and so forth. We'll talk about the value of customers, things you can do. Then we're going to get into behaviors, because if we're involved in sales and in interacting with customers, we have to have some understanding of what it is that makes people do what they do, and what turns people on, what turns them off. So this isn't a psychology class, but we'll use some psychology tools to help us to be more effective on our job. So we'll talk about behaviors and some psychology tools that we can use. Then we're going to get into being professional. What constitutes being professional? Some pointers on how you could be more professional. And being professional is kind of a perception. You can come off as being very unprofessional, even though you are professional. If when you came in here, let's say, I had some of the notes written on napkins, and I had a pair of jeans on, you know, and a t-shirt, you know, and a lot of other things, the perception would be, God, this guy is not very professional. And so that's a perception. We can change perceptions, and we'd like to. So we'll talk about how we can do that. Let's move over to page 3. Talk about telecourtesy. I mean, this is a telephone program to help develop telephone skills. So how can we be more courteous? There's a thing called being personal, our term for being professional and personal. Because dealing with customers is a personal thing. And we want to be personal with customers because that differentiates us from others. We're not going to be a enter your order number. You know, we're going to be, hey, how's it going? You know, you got a motorcycle? You know, my husband's looking to buy one. Or, you know, so it's more personal. We want to get more personal. I remember in a program I was doing, somebody said, hey, listen, you know, my job's my job. My personal is my personal. Well, you know, you're in the wrong occupation. If you're in customer service and telesales, those kinds of things, we're talking about developing relationships with customers, and those are based on finding areas of common ground. So we want to find those. Oh, you play tennis? Oh, yeah, no kidding. You like jazz? Oh, yeah. You know, any jazz clubs? You know, so you just find some area where you've got common ground, and then you try to expand that common ground into other areas of friendships and business and so on. It's all intermingled. So we'll get into telecourtesy. Then we're going to talk about our phone psychology process. This is a process that you can employ. It takes all the pressure off for you. It's a systematic method. Somebody calls you up and they're screaming and cursing on the phone. How do you deal with them? We're going to put them right through this phone psychology process. We're going to have a role play there where you'll get a chance to deal with an angry customer. Win-win with angry customers. This is a carry-on. Once we have that phone psychology, we'll be talking about abusive customers, angry and abusive customers. How do we deal with them? How can we neutralize them? And we'll have another role play in that area. Then we're going to spend a little bit of time on transactions, because some systems work, how we can improve our accuracy, things of that nature. Let's move over to page 4. Starting a sale. How do you start a sale? What kinds of things do you need to know? What do you have to be prepared for? You just don't buy a bunch of records and start calling people. There's some things that need to be done beforehand. And they can't be done by you. They have to be done by a collection of folks at your company, people that can actually provide input, but will tell you what you need to have and give you a system that you can use to help put together this kind of these kinds of things to get a sale started. We'll talk about selling when the call is inbound. Somebody calls in, there's an opportunity to sell them something. It's great. And then if we're going to make outbound calls, that's another area. I believe everybody inbound, handling inbound calls, should make outbound calls, and we're going to talk about that. They can make a few. Now, if all you're doing is making outbound calls, then we got a lot of tools and techniques for those folks that are just doing outbound. And I suggest that they be separated. The outbound callers should be separated. Not have any customer responsibility at all. Because what happens, I found, and we'll talk more about this, is if you have customer responsibility, then your customers call you up and they start talking to you, and you spend more time doing that than making the outbound. So, like, if it's Tuesday is your day for outbound, you're going into the outbound calling area or whatever, and then you can't take any inbound calls at all. It's just outbound, and it's just a numbers game. And we got some tools, and I'll give you some numbers of how many calls are acceptable, how many calls are possible. How many outbound calls do you think are possible to be made in a day? Let me just ask you, Debbie, what do you think?
An 8-hour day?
Well, you're going to work 8 hours. You're going to be at the office for 8 hours, but it's hard to make outbound phone calls for a solid 8 hours.
Right.
We recommend that if you are an outbound caller, that you're on the outbound phone line 6 hours out of the day. So there's 2 hours there where you're dealing with other matters, you know, maybe getting set up to make the outbound calls, handling stuff, you know, making notes in the database or whatever after you finish the call or something like that. So you're working 8 hours, but you're on the phone potentially outbounding 6 hours. Now, obviously, if you could come in early and get all that, you know, and then get 8-bound, your numbers are going to be better. But generally, we think day after day after day, you know, a good 6 hours a day, that's all we can ask from an outbound caller.
Just calling up. Just calling up.
One customer after another. Yeah. Do you have a number?
No.
I think it would really depend on how in-depth you get.
Right.
Yeah, right. Well, some calls you get more in-depth than others. But we're going to be talking about a script and a technique and so on. And our job is going to be primarily to do screening. We're not going to be calling customers generally and getting into how our turbine pumps work and the maintenance issues associated with it and all that sort of thing. We would offload that call and have a technical person contact them and follow up, and we'd say, thank you so much for your interest, and I can offer you this, this, and this. But we have an expert on it, and it's Debbie Morgan, and I'm going to have Debbie call you back, you know, or something like that. Generally, what I found is that probably the maximum number of calls that can be made on an outbound basis with what I've talked about so far is about 133 outbound calls.
I was going to say 20.
20.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people making 20 calls outbound, but I'm talking about only outbound.
Right.
So 20 calls a day.
Wow.
You got to get on a stick, girl. I mean, honestly, that's not going to get it.
You're not going to cut it off.
Yeah. Now, what's a good target? What's a good target? A good target to manage to, and I've managed telemarketers when I was with GE, to set up a telemarketing operation, and I managed telemarketers in my own business. A good target is around 70. You know, 70 outbound calls, good target. If you're making 20 outbound calls, you're not set up with the right kind of tools, and I'll show you the right tools that you need to have.